This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, what is it you need to talk to me about?
No, I was laughing because I took a note and I forgot I took it on Saturday. I took some notes.
Okay.
So here's what's funny. So don't cheat, okay? Don't cheat.
All right.
Tell me if you, Spadil, you especially, because we can't see your screen. Don't cheat and don't look it up, okay?
Right.
But there is something that's up and coming that is going to be the new rage, okay? It's going to be the new rage because Coach Prime is on board, right? Remember when he made the sunglasses?
The blenders.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Coach Prime is on board with this as a sport, and it's sweeping the nation. It's going to be so huge. And one of the guys that's huge is his name is, and here's what I was going to ask you, Trey McKinney. You guys ever heard of him? Trey McKinney.
No.
What do you think he's huge at? Trey McKinney.
I'm just going to shot in the dark, pickleball.
Good guess. Trey McKinney, Coach Prime.
He's a professional paintball player.
Good guess.
Yeah.
And Coach Prime is on board, and he wants to be a part of this.
Okay.
Okay.
So curling.
Curling. Nope. Bass fishing.
Actually, Coach Prime, no, he has been. Like, ever since he's gotten here, that's all he does is bass fish.
No.
It's true.
It is true. So listen to this. So my son is here, right, visiting, and he was sleeping. So I'm just, like, kind of waiting for my kid to wake up, right? So I'm just flipping around television. Well, all of a sudden, the Bass Masters Classic in Texas was on,
yeah.
Right? And I was like, oh, I remember that Trey McKinney is from my hometown. I want to see if he's, my sister said, like, he's a huge star in Southern Illinois. So I stop on this Bassmaster Classic in Texas to watch all these people catch a fish. And who shows up? Coach Prime!
No.
Yes.
He no was kidding.
Literally on Saturday, he's one of the commentators, right? And he's like, yeah, you guys, I didn't know there's so much free stuff. I went over that Bass, what's the Bass Pro Shop?
Pro Shop.
He's like, I went over to their little area. And I mean, they hooked me up. This is crazy.
No
I have
kidding. Yes. Big fisherman, huh?
Yeah, and he said that he and Hunter were just fishing on Friday, and that everywhere he moves or goes to, he has them build him a lake. I call it a pond, but he can call it a lake if he wants. So, like, his house here in Boulder, he has a pond behind it.
Yeah,
and so they fish on it, and he's like, it brings everybody together, and there's no, you know, and he's like, it's something everybody can do.
I saw a picture of his backyard.
Yeah.
It's been circulating. He's got a basketball full court out there.
Mm-hmm.
He's got that pond that you're talking about. He's got a pool that's the size of friggin' Greeley.
Yeah.
I mean, it's huge. It's huge. I mean, that yard is unbelievable. I think he's got like a couple of golf holes out there.
He said every single property he owns, he has somebody put in a lake.
No
so
kidding.
He can, and stock it so he can go fishing.
That's cool.
And it was hilarious because I'm like, I can't believe Coach Prime was on the Bass Classic.
Well, even more shocking to me is that you've got a kid that's 18, 19 years old that's coming out of college, and he's headed to the NFL, probably the number one pick in the NFL, and this guy's out on a boat with you?
I know.
Because, I mean, you would think, okay, I get it when you're past maybe 40, okay?
Right, yeah.
But to be a 19, 20-year-old that's getting ready for the NFL draft within a month, and you're out on a lake with your old head coach?
Yeah, and what's funny, he said that that's how he and Hunter get their head right. If something's going on, everything's too busy and the world's too noisy, they go out fishing.
You know, I saw a video probably, I don't know, during the football season, where he and Hunter said that when the season ended and before the draft, that they were going to go on a trip, that they were going to spend a month going from state to state fishing.
Fishing, yeah. Yeah, it is crazy.
That they were
going to
rent an RV, and they were going to just hit the road, the open road.
Well, Coach Prime did say something funny, and I was like, oh, he's actually brilliant. So they said, well, what do you think about these? This is your first bass fishing tournament that you've been to, right? And he's like, well, here's the thing, guys. They need numbers. And they're like, what? What are you talking about? And I didn't get it either. He said, you know how I like NASCAR, you're number three, you're number seven. He's like, they got all these advertisers all over their shirts,
yeah,
but they don't have a number. So I can't remember all these bass fishermen's names.
Yeah,
but if they were number three or number seven, I'd be rooting for them.
Yep. Darn right. Yeah. No, he might be onto something.
It's like
a racehorse.
Good. Yeah. And
all the horses look the same to me.
And then one of the guys says, why don't you come out with your own products in bass fishing? And he's like, it's like a light bulb went on. So mark my words, we had sunglasses. This dude, Coach Prime, is coming out with a whole line of fishing crap.
Totally. And you know he's going to do it. And it's going to be huge.
It is going to be huge. Yep.
Yes.
Yep. He's going to have
large
lures.
Mouth Dion.
Yeah.
That's what I'd go with.
Prime right? Poles. Yeah.
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 Prime poles. That's pretty good.
How about, like, my stuff's not crappy. It's crappy. It's for crappie. You know, something like that. Because my son thought it was crappy. It's crappie. But some people see it when they see that word, they suck crappy.
That big mouth bass fishing, that thing is such a big deal and so much money
involved.
In it. I've got a nephew in Middle Tennessee. He participates. He's a part of a pretty good circuit there in the South. He won a $75,000 boat last year.
Yeah.
He won that just catching a damn fish.
Now, was that your bass tracker?
I don't know what it was. I don't know. I have no idea what he won.
Or
but
was that the Bass Pro? What was he driving there? Was it an Evinrude Mercury?
Well, $70,000, probably a Bayliner.
Probably. Yeah. Yeah.
I hear they're good fishing boats.
It's boat talk.
But he won a $75,000 boat.
Isn't that crazy?
It's a tournament. It is a bass tournament.
So that's
like,
the
really?
Thing, Schmidel. Like, if these guys, like this Trey McKinney or whatever, he's a multimillionaire now because of all his sponsors.
Yeah.
We need to get you guys better marketing out there.
Dude,
you guys
PayPal,
need, like, names all over you.
Yeah, PayPal just gets no outside money, like, at all.
But they're catching a fish.
I don't understand it because it's more action packed than watching someone fish, and
right.
It's no one wants to watch it, man.
I mean, like literally, they were on Fox 31 for a fishing tournament on Saturday. This wasn't TBS. This was Fox, and the guy's just sitting there fishing.
Yeah, you know, there is something out of this playbook you could take though. You guys need numbers.
We have numbers.
Oops.
Yeah.
I've never noticed it because you're camouflaged.
I'm number 18. Yeah,
well,
that's like my number.
You're camouflaged, so you can't see him.
Oops.
I don't have I'm not like running around in the woods.
You didn't even know his number?
Yeah.
No, I don't know
or that
number.
We have blue jerseys? They're not camo.
No idea.
Yeah, they look like the Avalanche.
Yeah.
They ripped them
off.
Yeah,
it's a total rip.
Yeah, he came in and showed you.
They're maroon and blue.
No
yeah.
kidding.
Uh-huh.
All right, well. Or maybe there's some other way that you could notice it. I didn't know you had numbers.
Yeah.
All right.
Oops. BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.